Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. My name is Zachary Steinker. We have a few announcements this morning. The Form and Function Committee is excited to present the final three options for the front of the sanctuary. Please take some time to view the choices in the social hall. When you are ready, please vote for your first, second, and third choice. If you have additional questions about any of the designs, feel free to speak to any member of the committee. Christian Johnson, Phil Smith, Pam Presby, Tony Caspel, or Al Haskell. RLCUUC grounds have been beautifully mowed this week. Thank George and Sarah Elhart. But we need your help in keeping up with growing grass. Please check the sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the social hall. And if you possibly can, sign up for the open gaps, including in the next 2 weeks. It takes a few hours, and you can get a brief orientation if this is the first time volunteering. Nobody volunteers. We'll take a random drawing, and we will find you. Thank you. As a reminder, today's service marks the end of another year of religious education classes. During the summer months ahead, we will have supervised activities for ages 12 and under with our nursery workers, Jamie and Madison, during service. Middle school and high school age youth will remain in service during the summer months. There will be no formal RE classes during the summer. If you have any questions, please contact Chris Rollins.
Thank you. Welcome to the Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we work to surround this community with a spirit of love and peace in everything we do. My name is Claudia Rixman. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, friends, and members, wherever you are on life's journey and whatever your background, will find a lasting home here. Whether you are a child, tween, teen, or adult, you are welcome here. Whether you Snapchat, tweet, Facebook, or prefer your greetings to have a Hallmark gold seal on the envelope, you are welcome here. Whether you enjoy water, milk, tea, coffee, or energy drinks in the morning, you too are welcome here. Please join us in the social hall after service today for a reception honoring our bridging high school seniors. While you're there, stop by the welcome table to find more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church events. We look forward to everyone joining in. At this time, please silence all electronics, unless, of course, you are about to go live on Facebook, in which case please like and follow the LCUUC Facebook page to share our mission. You can also visit our webpage at lcuuc.org to see a list of upcoming services and the church calendar of events. We are so pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us today. Please take a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to the people sitting around you. And now our bridging high school seniors Evan Sandin and Ethan Sewer will light the chalice.
We light this chalice for our children and youth and for us, celebrating the flame of faith lit in each of us, honoring the light each of us bring to the world, rejoicing in the community we create together. Please rise in body or spirit and join us in singing hymn number 118 in the gray hymnal, This Little Light of Mine.
For those that don't know me, and I'm the Director of Religious Education here at LCUUC. I'm so happy to be here this morning to reflect on this past year of our RE programming. And it was my first official year as DRE, and I couldn't be more excited today. When I was sitting down to gather my thoughts for today, I realized just how much had happened this year. We welcomed 6 new volunteer teachers into our classrooms, which was a thrill to all of us on the RE committee. As our children and youth continue their spiritual education here, it's imperative that they have the guidance of the adults of this congregation. Most of our teachers invest their time one Sunday a month, and the rewards are huge for that time investment. They are investing in our world, guiding the minds and spirits of our future. We also began a new joint RE Sunday for all ages once a month here called Living Our Principles. I'll share details about that later in the service, but the impact that our youth had has made me very, very proud. Our kids are not watchers, they are doers, and they did make some things happen this year. I also like to make things happen myself, and it keeps me going when I'm tired, and it inspires me every week to make the RE classroom lessons not only exciting for everyone, but I want them worth coming back for each week. I'm so proud of these kids and what they have committed to week after week here. I know that sometimes they might need a little bit of coaxing to get out of bed in the morning, and get out the door to church. But I also like to believe that once in a while, they're the driving force that gets all of us back here each week. For this reason, we would like to take a few minutes right now to recognize the kids from each classroom that have had the best attendance this year with a special surprise. Thanks to the generosity of our local Culver's restaurant in Heartland, I'd like these kids to have a treat this summer, and they've earned it by showing their dedication and showing up here each week. Dave Cicero is going to announce our winners.
I did not have the best attendance, maybe. But, yeah, this was kind of a nice thing that Chris put together here recently. So I've been serving as chair of the RE committee this past year and look forward to seeing maybe some fresh faces come on for the following year. It's been a really great experience being part of this group. So in the Spirit Play classroom, that's 4K to second grade, we have 4 prizes. I know they're very generous. Siri Watson here today. Honey Watson. You are here. Excellent. Come on up. Siri and Honey, we're here 15 times. And Tenzin Watson. Come on up. And the grand prize winner from the Spirit Play classroom, here 18 times this year, Brianna Peterson. Who is in a soccer game? I'll get this to mom or dad there. Okay, there we go. Okay, the grade 3 to 5 classroom. We've got, let's see, 1. We also, 5. We have 5 awards here. Zeke McKay. Where are you, Zeke? Next up is Madeline Nichols. River Watson. The Watson family's cleaning up this summer. Devin Peterson. Is Devin here today? With his sister. Okay. And with the best attendance in that classroom, Willem Moore. Are you here, Willem? Okay. All right. Middle school, grade 6 to 8. Ooh, we have a number here. Wow. Bunch. Okay. Zachary Suttinger. Suttinger. Caleb C. Adia Sandin. Isabella Nichols. Ava Craven. Lorena Marari. And the best attendance at the middle school level went to, surprise, surprise, Kaya Rollins. And at the high school level, I think it's only appropriate. You know what? I think I'm just going to announce them together, even though one was here a few more times than the other. But I think it's appropriate here that the two with the highest attendance at the high school level were Ethan Sewer and Evan Sandin. So this was just a little thing, but you know what? It's your commitment, all of you that just got this, and those who didn't. When you come here, you know, we hope you're getting something out of it, and I hope you're communicating, you know, what you're learning and doing with your family and with your friends, and letting your teachers know if something, you know, if something's really working great or if you have ideas, you know, please share that. This goes with parents as well. Share that with RE committee members or with Chris and myself. It's important to us that you're getting something out of it. So thank you all for being here each week.
Thank you, Dave. One of the ways we care for the wider community and life on Earth is by contributing to the local food pantries, both financially and through the collection of non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. If you have a food item now you'd like to share, please ask a child around you to bring them forward for you at this time. I now invite the children of any age today to come up and enjoy a story.
Hey guys, the book we are reading this morning is called The Knowing Book. Before you forget, look up. The sky has always been above you, is above you now, and will always be above you. Count on it. It is what you will always know. Open a door. Follow a trail or a sidewalk or a sign. Any one of them will take you somewhere. You will choose. Step one step at a time and don't ignore a hum. And don't deny a cry. Both are useful and both are good and both will comfort you if you are lost. Know this, there's magic around you, but it hides. You might find it nestled in a wand or in a spell, but more likely in a penny or a prayer. Be open to it. Sit down on a step or a hill or at the edge of a sea. Take time to imagine something or let something imagine you. The unknown is waiting. Carry a map as a guide, but explore those trails not drawn on paper. This is called curiosity, and this is called adventure. Keep them in your pocket. Run often and fast, toward or away from something. Trust yourself to know which. And trust yourself to know when, by the chanting clocks that hang on the walls of dreams. This is called wise, and this is called brave. Pretend you are someone, and pretend you are no one. Pretend you are who you long to be, who you would never want to be, and who you can only imagine being. Know that you will be parts of all of these. Don't be too busy to slosh in a puddle, or fly a kite, or too important to pick up the lost coin or the common shell. These small things are coveted by giants. When you blow a whistle or a bubble or a horn, it is followed by an echo or a pop or a song. Listen, for this is the ballad of your own breathing. The sky holds a wing, a hoot, a chill. Allow the breeze of each to slip through the cracks of your window and into your sleep. And before you forget, look up. The stars have always been above you, are above you now, and will always be above you. You will come upon delicious things and dark things, but all the paths you take will join you to lead to home. Count on it. It is what you will always know. Thank you for listening to my story.
Church offers us the opportunity to connect with people of all ages and allows us to grow and learn as a community. Individually and together, we are Unitarian Universalists, building a world filled with peace, justice, joy, and love. Let us now make an offering to sustain this place that we call our spiritual home. The morning offering will now be given and received. Our thanks for these gifts given and received for the works of this community.
Today we light two candles. The first one represents the joy we have in our hearts. The second one is for the concerns that we are heavy on our minds and in our hearts. Please take a few moments of silent thought, meditation, or the spirit of prayer.
Before any classes begin in the fall every year, there's a dedicated few on the RE committee that have been working hard year-round to make sure that we are bringing forth the best possible curriculum and experiences for the youth that attend this church. I'm excited to say that the RE committee and myself are proud to announce and introduce new curriculum next year in a few of our classrooms. After the service today, we're going to do something a little different. In every classroom, you are invited to stop in and walk through, look at the walls, see the sculptures they made, look at the art, read their words, and learn what our youth have been doing all year in these classrooms. The rooms will be open from 11:30 to noon today, so please take a moment, grab some coffee, and check out what they've been doing in there. They're very proud of their work this year. There's also going to be some information on the tables in a couple of the rooms about the new curriculum next year. So if your child's going to be in one of the rooms and you're wondering, what are we doing, you can stop in and check it out. And I also conveniently put out the sign-up sheets for volunteers to teach next year, because we do need teachers in every room at this time. I have spent this year meeting with our RE committee one night a month, and it's been one of the highlights of my year. The people that are on the committee bring me such positive input and such joy to be working with every month. And I'd like to recognize them right now. If they'd please come up front when I say their names. Helen Barra. She is the Spirit Play classroom representative. And I have a little gift for each of them that they don't know. Our third through fifth grade classroom rep this year on the RE committee and teacher as well is Laura Nyquist. Our middle school classroom rep this year on the committee and also a teacher in the middle school is Miki Craven. And finally, but certainly not least, is Mr. Dave Cicero, who's been our committee chair this year for the RE committee. And he is our stage director today. And as Dave hinted around earlier, he is retiring his role after this year. And we're looking for a new committee member. So if you're interested in really getting in there and making this happen today, please come talk to us. I'm going to ask our reps to stay up here because they're going to assist me in presenting our teacher gifts and our teacher recognitions this year. I'm going to start with the Spirit Play Room. Spirit Play, if you don't know, is a Montessori-based program that teaches children from K-4 through second grade about our UU principles and the history through storytelling and play. Children consider the spirit of love and the mystery of life in an environment designed to elicit wonder. Following a story basket about a core area of our faith, the children discover their own answers to a variety of what we call wondering questions. A choice of hands-on activities then provides the opportunity for the kids to further discover and express their feelings. A spiritual community is created that supports multiple learning styles in this age group. Our teachers this year, of course, are Helen. Robert Ehler, please stand up. I don't know if she's here. Lucy Glasser? I don't think she's here today. Yeah. Lucy and Julie Krill were our two new teachers in this room this year. Julie Krill. I do not think she's here. And Carlin Wagner. Thank you. And then Helen. Thank you, Helen. Our third through fifth graders this year, they focused on Judeo-Christian heritage with lessons that reinforced values such as respect for all, sharing worldly goods, conflict resolution, friendship, and forgiveness, which are all so important in our world today. They had lessons from the Timeless Themes curriculum that presented stories from the Hebrew and Christian Bible, which are central to our culture and to our heritage as UUs. Our teachers this year, of course, Laura, Megan Fetters, Heidi Peterson, who I think's at a soccer game we were, Sarah Schutte. Sarah was one of our new teachers this year as well, and she did great. And Danica Talbot. Danica was also one of our new teachers this year, so thank you, Danica. Our middle school class had a year filled with social justice-themed lessons, which encouraged our youth to look beyond themselves to a larger world with issues and concerns. Both the In Our Hands and the Heeding the Call Qualities of a Justice Maker curriculum allowed our middle school youth to imagine themselves as agents of change in the world by using social justice work and building self-awareness while they were growing as leaders. They were also the ones that took on the drives that have been happening for Family Promise in the last month, and they did that on their own, so I'm very proud of this group. Our teachers this year, of course, are Miki, Stacy Chick, Kristen Sandin, I think she stepped up, Catherine Marari, Catherine was one of our new teachers this year, so thank you, Catherine. And another one of our new teachers was Alyssa Watson. And I like to applaud Alyssa has four children, and she chose to teach one that had none of her kids, so... Thank you, ladies. Our high school group this year, they focused on personal enrichment by participating in a variety of classroom experiences. The teachers focused on social action, spiritual disciplines, knowledge of both Unitarian Universalism and our own LCUUC, and they also tried to do some service work to allow our high school youth to continue to deepen and develop their own faith. Our teachers this year are Mary Fitzpatrick, Joanne Nelson, Phil Smith, Kim Soor, and Greg Valdi. I don't think Greg is here. So thank you. The religious education of our children and youth goes beyond the four walls of the classroom. I would like to thank some of the individuals who contributed to our RE programming this year. So for one Sunday a month this year, we had a joint RE class called Living Our Principles. All ages gathered together to learn about topics related to our seven UU principles. And each month, we tried to focus on a different one with an activity or service project. Some of the accomplishments of our class include, the first one we kicked off in October was Living Below the Line to bring awareness to world hunger. The money raised by our congregation that week, last October, allowed the kids to select over 9 different farm animals to be sent to struggling families in other countries that will assist them in overcoming a life of hunger and poverty that they live. I'd like to say a special thank you to Carrie Duma. Please stand up, Carrie. Carrie and her committee spearheaded that week here at church. And then Sarah Hudson and Bud Hudson also came in and talked to the kids that day. They are in Colorado today celebrating their granddaughter's graduation. But thank you, Sarah and Bud. Blessings in a Bag were created in November. Our kids made 30 bags for the homeless that day that included staple items such as socks, personal hygiene items, food, water, and they each put in a message of hope. The bags were donated to the Hope Center in Waukesha County. Diane McBain, I'd like to thank you for delivering them on our behalf. In December, our youth mailed out over 25 cards offering holiday wishes and joy to some of the members of this congregation. Happy holidays. In January, the Hoover House Dog Rescue Center down in Maguanago received over 100 dog chew toys that our youth made that day by upcycling used cotton t-shirts into dog toys. I gave them a goal of about 50. And they took it on and they doubled it. So there are lots of happy dogs down there. And the 4 dozen organic dog bones that we baked were also a big hit with the dogs that day. In February, our youth came together to talk about music and write their own songs. 6 new songs, to be exact. And if you were here that day, they were shared in a mini concert in our social hall that I thought was really entertaining. I'd like to say a special thank you to Dan Krill. I don't think Dan's here. Dan spearheaded the class that day and shared his expertise on songwriting. Dave Cicero. And John Presby. They made our kids make music, and that's a joy every day. In April, our youth made over 40 cards for the Cards for Hospitalized Kids program. This is a nonprofit that was started by a young lady who was diagnosed with a terminal disease. And one day a nurse walked into her room with a handmade card, and it just cheered her up. So she wanted to do that, and her program is still going out of Chicago today. So our kids came together and made 40 cards with beautiful wishes for kids that are ill. And I'm very proud of that. Finally, in April, to honor our Earth Day, the kids learned about some special animal guests, and they made some lovely wildflower seed bombs that we shared last weekend with the mothers during our Mother's Day service. I'd like to thank Jessie Knox for bringing her passion about animals to our class that day. And a final thank you for Living Our Principles to any parent or teacher that came in and helped me when I put out a call to supervise the groups. Thank you. LCUUC presented a wonderful Christmas pageant last December, if you were here. And I'd like to thank all the volunteers who helped the Herdman kids and company bring us the true story of Christmas that day. Because it was a mission. It was... a special thank you to our very own Reverend Amy Shaw, who worked tirelessly into the night writing scripts, designing sets, and crafting props, including the now infamous holiday ham So thank you, Amy. This year, one of my favorite services was the 5th and 6th grade transition service in March. During a 6-week program that led up to the service, the kids came together to share their transition experiences as they go from adolescence into being tweens. The culmination of the course was the service, and the youth presented it. I think after those that saw the service that day, we all felt hope for our future. What those 7 kids did that day was amazing, I thought. Jesse Knox was my partner in facilitating the program and presenting the service that day. And I'd like to thank her for her time and commitment. That's not an easy job. And she was so encouraging to our kids. Jesse, you are such a joy to work with and such a positive influence on our youth here at LCUUC. Thank you. Sometimes our kids and youth venture out into the community and leave our four walls here. I'd like to say a special thank you to Linda Campbell, who hosted our middle school class at Life Striders this past fall. Life Striders is a nonprofit down south of here that provides life-enhancing physical and psychological experiences and services to individuals with special needs. And our kids went out there for a day, and she helped them do some good. So thank you. Special thank you to high school student Ellery Craven. I don't know if she's here, not here. She's probably at Top Soccer today. Our high school class last fall went to Top Soccer, which is a program in Lake Country that Ellery helps run, I guess. And the program gives the opportunity of learning and playing soccer to any child who has mental or physical disabilities. So thank you, Ellery. Last month, 9 of our young musicians went to Three Pillars in Dousman, which is a retirement community, to present a concert for the residents and guests. And before I thank this person, I was at the concert and I left with goosebumps and pride in what our young middle schoolers did that day. We have amazing talent here and we should be so thankful. Catherine Marari, thank you for organizing this wonderful event to showcase the musical talents for our LCUUC youth. Finally, speaking of music, my final thanks today is to our choir director, Doug Esty, and our musical director, Nancy Broad. When it comes to children and music, there's a synergy that is magical, I think, for all of us to watch. Thank you for your many hours and many, many hours dedicated to LCUUC and the magic that your musical influences bring to our youth. Thank you. This concludes the thank yous.
I didn't have the foresight to include this today, but I gave Chris a little thank you for her work this past year. It's this little chalice up here that I had made. She's using it as a prop today. I didn't think to make it a presentation here today. So thank you, Chris, for your year of service to us.
I'd like to invite all of the kids who we've practiced with you a couple times already, learning the song. So come on up. And if you don't have words, I've got words. And I've been told that pre-literate is a better word for you to use when you're talking about little kids who don't read, rather than illiterate.
Doug, aim the mics. The left mic.
Thank you.
If you know me, you know I love the Beatles, so that was quite awesome for me. Paul McCartney is one of my inspirations in music, so thank you to everyone that just did that. I began the program for senior bridging this year for the first time, not really knowing what to expect. I had a book I had ordered from the UUA on the bridging program and how it was to be facilitated. I had memories of watching prior year's services and seniors, and I had some notes that were given to me. But the one thing I didn't expect was the overwhelming joy that I began feeling to be part of the senior year of Ethan Suhr and Evan Sandin. Everything I wish for the youth in this program was present in these two amazing young men. Month after month, I began to feel more and more blessed to be seeing the transformation into what they were becoming as I got to know more about them and got to know them themselves. Today, they are ready to cross the bridge here into adulthood. And I would like to share a short reading dedicated to their achievements in our RE program. What Does It Mean to Bless by Eric Williams. What does it mean to bless? To bless does not mean saying magical words, changing the mind of God, or altering the course of the cosmos. To bless does mean reminding each other of our gifts, remembering the wisdom that is within us, and recalling our common purpose. The choices we make and the work we do are how we bless each other and the world. May the words we say and the songs we sing name the wholeness who we are and still yet seek. End of my reading. So today we are celebrating the bridging of Ethan and Evan from their youth into adulthood. The road to this moment began earlier this year when I invited both of them to be part of the senior bridging program, which we had never actually done here, calling it the bridging program. The program occurs during the seniors' last year in RE. The program is meant to help these young men consider what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist and to examine their own faith, which they will share with you in a little bit here today. We gathered for roundtable discussions this year. They achieved various activities supporting our UU beliefs. They met with Reverend Amy. And they spent time with their chosen mentors this year. But what does the mentor really have to do, I was asked at the beginning of the program. Mentoring is an affirmation of the fact that we all are part of an intergenerational community working to create a better world. It is about becoming an ally to a young person who will be the future of our community. Mentoring is not about having it all figured out or having the right answers. The essence of being a good mentor is having the right questions and valuing the time to reflect on them together. Luckily, we had two amazing men to fill these roles this year for our seniors. I would like to thank Bill Lizdis. Bill, please stand up. And Bud Hudson, and as I said earlier, Bud is in Colorado, and he sends his heart today. If you know Bud, his heart and soul is here. They have been the mentors this year for our seniors, and they wanted to share some of their thoughts today via video. So we are going to watch that now.
Hello, I'm Bill, and I've been a member of LCUUC since about 2008. And lately, I've been spending some time with Ethan, including recent world premiere of his movie, Field Study, With my career in photography, we've had plenty in common to talk about. So Ethan, congratulations on your high school graduation, your new movie, your faith statement, and the next steps in your journey from school kid to adulthood. It's a tricky journey, and you likely won't know exactly when you've arrived. You won't wake up one morning and suddenly discover, hey, I'm an adult now. You'll need some advice along the way. Some will be good advice and some will be otherwise. And you'll have to make sense of all of it. The best advice I can give you is follow your heart. You can be as practical as possible. Double check all the angles, pros and cons. Do your research and be objective. But in the end, your heart will guide you. It's already in the right place. So let it be your guide. It'll take you places you can't even imagine. Best wishes, Ethan.
I'm Bud Hudson, and I had the pleasure of being a mentor to Evan Sandin. We should note that both of us are seniors. You can note me. Why we were connected is still a mystery, but I'm delighted that it happened. Perhaps it was our mutual interest in and commitment to social justice issues, such as Black Lives Matter and others. Let me note, however, that I also enjoy playing with words. It recently occurred to me that if you reverse the two syllables in mentor, that is men and tor, that is, and then add the second syllable tor to the end, mentor becomes tormentor. A tormentor is a person who inflicts severe mental or physical suffering on someone. I certainly didn't want to be a tormentor, and I hope, Evan, that I wasn't. Fortunately, with Evan's commitment to being a very flexible, adaptable mentee, we were able to get together a number of times to share a variety of experiences and have various discussions. Let me give you a brief summary. We had several meetings of the group of Chris Rollins, Ethan Suhr, and his mentor, Bill Zidnes, Amy Shaw, Evan, and his mentor, me. We also met at our house in Hartford several times and once for dinner. We also were able to meet at his house, which was a delight. We met once at El Restaurante Señor Tomás. We also met at the First Unitarian Society of Milwaukee once to hear a presentation by Reverend Joseph Elwanger, a 1960s Milwaukee civil rights activist who protested with Father James Grappi. In addition, we went to the Universalist Church West once for a Chris Crass sermon on Black Lives Matter and participation in a street demonstration in support of BLM. We, here at home, cleaned up the LCUUC kitchen together after one Sunday coffee hour, and we also attended a social justice committee meeting together. I'm a committee member. In these sessions, we were able to have good discussions on a number of topics ranging from personal interests and experiences to more exploratory topics related to spiritual life. Having Evan share the collage of activities in which he's involved, classes, various music events, Ireland, the prom, reminded me of the balancing act that he and others master as life unrolls. The material made available by our DRE, Chris Rollins, was very useful, and I found it to be quite informative and orienting. I valued hearing the perspectives from a young, active, and creative mind, Evan's mind, that is. Did we deal with all the crucial and critical spiritual topics, issues? No. But we open the door to explore the nature of God, the Almighty, the beyond, the whatever, was one area. Is there an afterlife? Was another area. And others. And I learned that even my kind of senior can still be stimulated to think outside the boxes. I still think about one of Evan's provocative questions to me. Bud, what gives you joy? Thank you, Evan, for being with me on this journey and for being, at times, my mentor. But now the end of this chapter has arrived. What are my salutations to this wonderful mentee? Continue to be you, Evan, the inquisitive, exploring mind and personality that you are. The final answers may never come, but act on those answers, those principles, those commitments, those compassions which you believe at that moment. And always remember the wondrous principles of our Unitarian Universalist faith. Seek love with and for all, and allow individuals to be their unique selves. And to quote a graduation card, which we've just sent to our granddaughter, and is so appropriate here, quote, always listen to the dream within your heart, setting your imagination free, inspiring you to do your best, to always reach for more, daring you to all you can be, end quote. Sarah and I from Colorado, where our oldest granddaughter is graduating from high school, and all others here today at LCUUC, wish you, Evan, and you, Ethan, fantastic futures. Sincerely, your mentor and mentee, Bud.
Spirit. talk politics and don't throw stones. Your Royal Highness said, but of course I like to sit around and chat. But of course I
That was wonderful. Thank you, Evan and Ethan and John. Part of the bridging process in the UUA ceremony is what we're going to do next. It's called Charging of the Waters of Tradition, because water is such an important part of what we believe in. And I'm going to invite Shelby. We're going to have a stand-in for Adia. Kaya is going to be standing in. Thank you.
My name is Kaya, filling in for Adia.
And my name is Shelby.
And we speak as voices of the Unitarian Universalist youth community.
We have circled with you and sung with you.
We have tried to give you the gifts of pride, spirituality, and general weirdness.
We hope that you will carry forward your knowledge of what is possible and bring the LCUUC spirit into the world.
We bless you now with connection.
My name is Maya Sandin, and I speak as the voice of the young adults who have come before you. We served you when we were youth, building traditions and institutions for you to inherit. We work still to build a movement that you can call home in the future. We have tried to give you the gifts of adventure, of knowledge, and of deep living. We hope that you will keep your soul deep and your power strong. We bless you now with tradition.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Scott Morgan, and I speak as a voice of the social justice activists of this community. We served you and all the young people of this planet as we tried to build a world of justice for all. We have tried to give you the gifts of inspiration, commitment, and hope for the future. We hope that you will honor your role in the global community and continue the legacy of fire. We bless you now with dreams and purpose.
My name is Chris Rollins, and I speak as the voice of the Unitarian Universalist religious educators. We have served you in your RE classes and in your youth programs. We have tried to give you the gifts of freedom, community, and a deep love of the world. We hope that you will remember what you have learned and use it to build a strong and just life. We bless you now with love.
My name is Reverend Amy Shaw, and it's an honor to speak as the voice of Unitarian Universalist Ministry. We have served you as we've served the congregation which nurtured you and the institution which embraces us all. We have tried to give you the gift of roots and of wings. We hope that you will treasure what you've gained here and do your part to nurture what we have together and those who will follow you. We bless you now with your history and with leadership and with the great cloud of witnesses who travel with you on your journey.
If you would all please join in reading our final blessing. We speak as the voice of the congregation. We provided for religious education and youth programs, and we cherished your voices in our halls of fellowship. We have tried to give you the gift of a place to belong, a place of friendship and growth. We hope that you will know that we are here for you as you travel far on your many adventures. And now, as you grow, so too will the tradition that cherishes you. We bless you now with honor for this rite of passage into an adult community. And Evan Sandin will now read his faith statement.
Hello, my name is Evan Sandin. I want to thank all of you for being here today, and many of you for inspiring me and guiding me along my path to get where I am now. After 17 years of unconscious searching for truth and meaning, and even after this last year of conscious and intentional questioning and self-reflection, largely through this program, I have come to the conclusion that I have more questions than answers. I have more confusion than clarity. I have also come to the more reasoned conclusion that this isn't a bad thing. I don't know, and that's all right. The possibility of embracing confusion has been becoming a reality, though the practice of compartmentalization and quantifying everything still plays a significant role in my life. From what I have observed up until this point, a basic moral code is necessary to understand those around you and why their actions occur as they do. I believe in pragmatism over idealism. I believe in honesty, not in conversation, but to oneself. Honesty to the principles and values that guide you in life. I believe in staying true to your beliefs and standing up for them whenever you're able to, while constantly searching for a greater understanding of the relativity of those beliefs in comparison with those around you. My belief in the divine, or lack thereof, is one that I still struggle to articulate accurately, though some clarity has emerged after long conversations with some fantastic individuals. Instead of an all-knowing, personified being that dictates our fate, I have found comfort in the connection that I feel exists between all living things. This stems from the desire to protect, to heal, to help, and also from the literal flow of energy that occurs between living beings. The only uncertainty I have here is the possibility of a soul transcending the physical restraints of a body after death. Although my ideology does not align with any of the many ideas I've heard over the years beyond the physical realm, my fear of the unknown drives me to desire something after this life. Entertaining this possibility is purely out of comfort, not out of an intentional spiritual belief. In discussing the existence of souls, the topic of human nature arises. Stating that humans are born with either completely good or evil intentions seems infantile to me, due to their assumption of binary nature. Humans learn much from their surroundings throughout their entire lives and can be conditioned or taught to be and do anything. Many traits are genetic or instinctual, and these cannot be judged as good or bad since they appear in a person regardless of anyone's manipulation or choices. It is the external factors in one's life that play a significant role in who they become. Humans have a desire to connect with and help others, as well as a desire to help themselves. We tend to view more of one of these as dictating someone's moral worth, but in reality, all humans possess both the capabilities of benefiting oneself and others, often simultaneously. It is my hope that I am always learning and discovering new ideas and schools of thought, and that my beliefs are constantly in question. I hope to find people who will inquire in new ways to put my morals in question so that they can adapt and change as I do. I strongly believe in the power of self-exploration, and I believe that people should always be asking themselves why. Why do you believe that? Why don't you believe this? Why does any of it matter? Why seems to have been a very important question for me over the past few years, and I hope to continue searching for reasons that fulfill an answer. I'd like to take the time to thank my mentor, Bud Hudson, for his wonderful support and insightful wisdom. Almost all of my conclusive realizations that I've shared today came from conversations about politics, religion, and the interconnectedness of the world that we had over the past year. Bud, thank you so much. Thank you to my family for being here today and for supporting me as I transition into a new stage in my life. I'd like to thank Chris Rollins and Amy Shaw for helping make this program run smoothly and for helping me explore the possibilities of expressing one's faith. I'd also like to thank Ethan Sewer for being an incredible friend and for the intelligent discussions and ideological exploration over the years. Thank you all.
Ethan Sewer will now read his faith statement.
Hello, I'm Ethan Sewer. And I guess I'll just start. I shared my closest flirt with enlightenment at 2:30 in the morning on July 15th, 2015, in a cramped dorm room at UW-Whitewater. I was rooming with Andre, a best friend of my best friend of 11 years at that time, for a cross-country summer camp. We were operating on barely 4 hours of sleep from the night before, and our twice-daily long runs had our endocrine systems working overtime. Andre and I have always clicked. We're able to spend whole days tromping through the woods, excavating clay, cooking rocket fuel, all while discussing fringe science and philosophy. We see the world in different ways, but we elevate each other because of it. We share a mutual terror about the heat death of the universe. Simply put, every process in the cosmos requires a source of useful energy to transform eventually into useless heat. Scientists theorize at some point in the far distant future that the universe will reach a state of thermal equilibrium, if you will. With everything at the same temperature, nothing can happen, and any meaningful conversions of energy cease to exist. It's quite a cheery prospect. So Andre and I both struggle with this, like, to reconcile this reality, and I still feel guilty when I only use one slot in the toaster. That night, he shared his coping mechanism with me. 99.6% of a hydrogen atom is completely empty space. Absolutely nothing there. Even the quarks that compose the subatomic particles inside the hydrogen atom are infinitesimally small. Andre finds the comfort in the fact that everything is mostly a whole lot of nothing. And by Andre's logic, why should we let inhibitions get in our way if, cosmically speaking, we're nothing more than a grain of salt in the sea? It was after that he shared this that I realized our fundamental difference. For me, we might be infinitesimally small, but we're something. I can see, hear, touch, smell, taste. I can perceive. I can interact. Empty space be damned. This is something. The moments when I can fully grasp this reality are few and far between, and often overwhelming when they arrive. It's this sense of wonder that guides me forward. By extension, I am responsible to this universe itself to help others experience this wonder too. First, do no harm. To hurt would violate the sacredness of this existence. Second, trust in others. I firmly believe that everyone is doing their very best and everyone deserves forgiveness. Third, work for a better world. I hope one day every person may revel in the wonder of this existence unhindered by injustice or prejudice. And perhaps this optimism is misfounded. The cynical part of me certainly thinks so. Yet the only way I may do battle with my pessimism is to strive for the very brightest future and keep moving from wherever I fall short. Thank you, Bill, for being a kind and thoughtful mentor. I so appreciated our time spent both in conversation and social action. Your soft-spoken insight and compassion is truly remarkable. I hope that we may continue our relationship into the future, and I feel blessed to have the chance to get to know you. Thank you to this church, which has opened my eyes and fed my mind for the last 13, probably, years. Thank you, Chris and Amy, for fearlessly leading this bridging program. Thank you, Evan, for being one of the kindest souls I've ever met and a constant steady presence in my life. Thank you, Shelby, for your kindness, humor, and endless playfulness. Thank you, Dad, for your curiosity, poise, and resolve. Thank you, Mom, for your creativity, compassion, and perspective. I love you all more than words. And thank each and every one of you for existing. May you enjoy this journey. Thank you.
We are now going to do a symbolic gesture where our seniors are going to cross this bridge. And they're going to be escorted by their sisters. Here they come. Congratulations, Ethan and Evan. We are so proud of you. We have a few gifts for you to take on your journey into an adulthood. Of course, your spiritual light began burning bright many, many years ago when you were young. And because of the dedication of your parents, it will guide you on your adult life's journey for the rest of your life, actually. Kristen and Greg and Kim and Rob, please stand up. We're going to have your sons give you a little gift. Thank you for being the parents that brought these kids here. And now we're going to have Ethan and Evan sit on the stage. And I'd like everyone to join in. We're going to be singing our final hymn, Look Around, which is dedicated to them today.
we extinguish the chalice here, that it might glow gently in our hearts. May it light your path as you leave this place. May it guide your way until we are together again.